there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. It's Wednesday. The date is the 25th of July, 2018. The time is 9:30 in the evening. So PM, we've had a really, really busy day. I want to give a big shout out to the ICO Alert guys on their podcast. They do a phenomenal job. Be prepared for an exciting episode coming up very soon. That's all I can say at this stage. They've been really working hard on a special series within that called Everything EOS. I recommend everyone checks it out. It's a really, really good show. Great content. Zach and Rob do a tremendous job at executing that. So big shout out to those guys, and expect something exciting to be coming through in the next couple of days. That's all I can say at this stage. Anyway, let's get down to business, and that is crypto and blockchain. So the current market cap for the crypto space is $297 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that's 46.9%. It's still holding up. It's still very strong. That's a great thing to see. Bitcoin's currently trading at $8,140. That's down 1% in the last 24 hours. We have Ethereum currently trading at $473. That's down 0.5%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $828. That's down 3%. EOS currently trading at $9. That's up nearly 1.5% in the last 24 hours. And of course, last but not least, we have the lovely QuantStamp, the QSP. That's currently trading at 7 cents, and that's up nearly 9% in the last 24 hours. So they've done a tremendous job there. You see volumes increasing as well, which is always great to see. While we're on the subject of positive things, I want to give a big shout out to Patrick Dooley and Fiona from the Crypto Investor Show on a tremendous night last night. And for those of you that haven't listened to the podcast, I recommend that you check it out. We did a live after the event. We had a couple of the speakers from the panels, some of the keynotes. They all kind of jumped on the mic to give their 2 cents on the topics that were discussed. But I'll say a big thank you to those guys. They did a tremendous job once again on the event itself. And I know they've got a big event coming up. I think it's October. I think it may be September. I'm not sure which one it is. But closer to the time, we'll keep you guys updated. I know it's going to be a really, really big show. The last one they executed back in, I think it was February, had like over 4,000 people in attendance. It was the biggest show ever in the crypto space until Consensus in May in New York took over with 8,000. So these guys, they've got a recipe for something good. And I know later this year in Manchester, where the event's going to be held, it's going to be a roadblock. So really looking forward to that. And big shout out to those guys for doing what they do. One of the top stories that have been circulating today that has caught our attention is the CFTC chair says regulator is behind on blockchain. So let's kind of jump into this one. The head of the US Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, told Congress on Wednesday that the agency is falling behind on the subject of blockchain compared to other countries. Chairman J. Christopher Giancarlo was speaking before the House Committee on Agriculture, addressing questions about the agency's performance and future agenda. It was during that time that the chairman fielded a question about blockchain. He noted that the regulator is hamstrung in certain ways. For example, Giancarlo said that the CFTC can't operate a node on a blockchain operated by a banking consortium, despite being invited to by those institutions, because the sharing of information and data is considered a gift and therefore is something the CFTC cannot accept. Similarly, the CFTC cannot purchase or rent the ability to run a node because it would require an appropriations bill through Congress. As a result, he said, by the time we go through with all that, this thing is already launched. Instead, he advocated a bill introduced by Representative Austin Scott, which would grant the regulator the ability to accept shared data, something that would give the CFTC a leg up on the topic. We're falling behind. Just 2 days ago, the Bank of England announced that they're putting in a new bank-to-bank payment system in the UK, and it's going to be a blockchain compliant, Giancarlo said during the hearing. The Bank of England has had the last 4 years to participate in all these blockchain beta tests. And they've also had a leg up on the US in this sense. I feel we're 4 years behind because we do not test it. We do not understand it. So we can do a better job as a regulator before I then come to Congress and say we need money to build something. The ironic part is Representative Michael Conaway basically... the fact that the CFTC does not have legal authority to demand information after the blockchain is launched, but current laws prevent the regulator from looking at the information prior to that point. Giancarlo agreed, saying, "We do not have subpoena authority, but that's probably the wrong way to get involved." Giancarlo also addressed the regulator's ability to oversee cryptocurrencies, specifically noting that the regulator is limited to commodities and futures contracts, as well as fraud and manipulation. That being said, he added, the amount of ink that's devoted to cryptocurrency far outweighs their real role in the economy. He explained that the total market capitalization of all cryptocurrencies is probably less than one publicly traded company, adding, the best model I like to point to in this 1990s, when a Democrat White House and a Republican Congress worked together around this thing called the internet and took a first do no harm approach, regulation came slowly and let the technology evolve. I think we need to stay close to it. We need to be careful, but I think we can let it develop a little bit before we run in with regulation, he concluded. And by the way, that's not a bad point that he made there. Like, there's no point running in, trying to regulate everything when you don't actually understand what you're regulating itself, because that can do harm to the technology, but the technology always develops, so they need to understand it. And I think that's the kind of the base case argument that he's making in this situation, and he's absolutely right. Okay, so Augur. Everyone's heard of Augur. It's a big project. And one of the stories that came out today was the first Augur assassination markets have arrived. Killed, not die of natural causes or accidents. Pretty much everyone saw them coming, but it was no less disturbing when assassinations markets began to actually appear on Augur, a decentralized protocol for betting on the outcomes of real world events that had launched 2 weeks ago on Ethereum. The markets, which allow users to bet on the fates of prominent politicians, entrepreneurs, and celebrities, in some cases explicitly specifying their assassination, as the quote above shows. So kind of let's jump into what's been going on. So in addition to targeting individuals, some markets offer bets on whether mass shootings and terrorist attacks and certain minimum numbers or casualties will occur. Augur was created by the Forecast Foundation and funded through an ICO in 2015. It is an uncensorable platform where users can basically create prediction markets based on the outcome of any verifiable event, from the World Cup's games to elections to cryptocurrency markets to the weather. Augur became one of the most popular applications on Ethereum shortly after launch. At the time of writing, which was a couple of hours ago, it was nearly $1.5 million staked on over 600 different markets. So that was the capital that has basically been put in. According to prediction.global, a site that displays data on Augur markets and the censored censored the assassination markets, since Augur consists of smart contracts on Ethereum, a blockchain network that is controlled by any single party, users from around the world can place bets on its prediction markets without governments being able to stop them. This quality appeals to gamblers in jurisdictions where sports betting isn't allowed. It also appeals to people who want to incentivize or simply purchase the assassination of a public figure. By creating a market for an assassination and placing a large no bet, actually selling shares in the outcome, an individual or group could be in effect place a bounty on the targeted person. The would-be assassin could then place a bet on yes, buy shares, and manipulate the outcome, to put it delicately. So, you know, you think about what's kind of next. So long before the first assassination markets appeared, users in the Augur community forums frequently discussed their eventual creation, as well as potential responses by the community and the authorities. One response would be for August reporters, the users designated by market creators to determine the outcome of the event being wagered to step in and quash the markets. The Augur reporter community has a powerful tool in their ability to mark and market as invalid, said Predictions.Global, co-founder Ryan Burkhams. Holders of Augur's reputation or REP token could distribute or dispute the decision to call these markets invalid, Burkhams continued. In other words, they could insist that the markets could be settled. Users bet in and are paid out in Ether, not REP tokens. But ultimately, he added, reporters are incentivized to report in a way which they expect the ROP holding community will agree. In other words, it's up to token holders' consensus to decide whether taking out life insurance on other people is acceptable on Augur. I mean, that's pretty messed up, right? I mean, they're betting on people to die, and you know, as that kind of pointed out, If the bounty was big enough on someone and someone actually did go ahead and you know, make that happen, then, you know, they would be incentivized to do so, which I don't know how pleasant that really is. I don't know how I feel about holding, if I did, Augur tokens, which I don't, full disclosure, I wouldn't feel so good about that. People making money and the token appreciating because people are betting on other people to die. That's quite dark, I would say. And it's not something that I don't think the space and the crypto space and the blockchain space really is about. I don't think it really represents the true values of that. But let me know your thoughts on that one. Well, listen, I'm going to wrap things up now. It's nearly 10 to 10 p.m. evening time. I've got some more stuff to do, so I need to wrap stuff up. But of course, I had to get on the podcast. I had to deliver it like I do every day. That's just how we roll at SVK Crypto. We've actually just been putting out a lot of cool content at the minute. The content king, aka Marco, in the SVK Crypto office has been delivering as per. And there's been some pretty cool videos of the Neo Amsterdam trip that we took. There's been some pretty cool content of the event yesterday. So check that out. You can go to YouTube, type in SVK Space Crypto, and you cannot miss it. Let me tell you that. Okay, so remember, as always, join up on our Telegram, SVK Space Crowd. Hit me up on email, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. And remember, as always, to follow us on Twitter. Follow us, we'll follow you back, at svk_crypto. And if you are someone with an amazing idea, amazing project, looking to build out on the EOS.io protocol, the EOS.io blockchain, please email myself or head to the website and fill out the contact form information, and we can begin the process of that as well. We're looking to connect with everyone who's looking to add value to the space, the EOS.io space. So let's build out in the ecosystem. Let's go. Thank you for your time and attention. I appreciate it. We all do at SVK Crypto. And we're looking forward to delivering to you guys tomorrow, because we've got a special episode. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.